Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Revelation chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. This is the message from the one with the sharp two-edged sword. I know that you live in the city where Satan has his throne, yet you have remained loyal to me. The city of Pergamum, whose church received this letter, was famous for its commitment to emperor worship. It had three temples that were exclusively devoted to the Roman emperor. Although it didn't have the long history and grandeur of Ephesus, Pergamum was the Roman capital of this region, and it was here that the proconsul, who had the power of life and death, lived. This was a supremely difficult place for Christians to live and worship, and so the commendation from the risen Lord is all the more powerful. Even though Satan appeared to be in charge, the church there had remained loyal to the Lord. J.R.R. Tolkien, the writer of The Lord of the Rings, wrote, "Faithless is he that says farewell when the road darkens." It is easy to be loyal and faithful when times are good and the going is easy, but the real test is what you do when night comes. The Lord looks for followers to be loyal whatever the circumstances, whatever the weather, and however great the opposition. The Christians of Pergamum had stood the test and continued to be faithful and loyal. The most beautiful illustration of loyalty in the Bible is that of Ruth in the Old Testament. When her husband died, her mother-in-law Naomi encouraged her to go back to her family home in Moab. But Ruth steadfastly refused. Ruth was committed to Naomi, whatever happened. She said, "Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and there I will be buried." Nothing would break her loyalty to her mother-in-law, and she stayed true to her word. Loyalty in all relationships is wonderful to see, but no loyalty is more important than our loyalty to the Lord. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you have always been faithful to us. Help us always to be faithful to you, however great the distractions and the pressures of life. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.